Welcome to the Private Practice with Soul podcast. My name is Dr. Brooklyn Storm, and I help private practice owners align their business back with their soul's calling, with their big vision, and with their soul's purpose. Unlike other private practice coaches, I've traveled the world in search of spiritual resources, spiritual tools, education, and information so that you can have the transformation that your soul desires and needs, so that you can up-level your business. How much fun is this? I love it so much. Guys, if you're not already a member of the Private Practice Monthly Mentorship Group, please check out the show notes. I would love for you to be there. In the meantime, thank you so much for pushing play today. Let's begin. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Private Practice with Soul podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Brooklyn Storm, and I am so grateful and so appreciative that you've decided to push play on another episode. Welcome to the new subscribers as well. I hope that you love it here just as much as I do and everybody else. Hey guys, guess what? Just before I get stuck into today's episode, I am feeling like so excited and so pumped right now because I just signed up for coaching myself with somebody that I've been following for a little while, and I'm in his group, and I just, I've been following this guy for ages, and I just feel like this really strong connection, and I have been thinking about working with him for a little while now, and I don't know, I just, you know how sometimes you just need to wait until you know somebody well enough before you take the plunge? Yeah. So anyway, with all the stuff that's been happening in my practice and, you know, everything last week, looking after my health and wellness and coming back from that, part of that was really thinking about what do I really need right now? What is my soul calling out for? And it said to me, hey, time to get a coach. And I'm so excited because then I got to, you know, allow myself permission to sort of think, okay, who do I really like here? And then I guess I just started thinking what my goal is and who do I click with? Who's going to understand me? Whose approach do I really like and resonate with? And who can I work with that's really going to add value to what I'm already doing? And so it was really, 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 really good to, I just signed up with him this morning. And you know what? I just knew instantly when I was on the call with him that this was going to be safe. Straight away, I knew I was going to feel safe and like safe to make that investment, because you know what it's like when you have to part with a lot of money. And you know what? Sometimes a lot of money can feel like, you know, $200 a week, can't it? Or sometimes a lot of money might feel like $500 a week or $1,000 a month or something. Like, it's all relative. Like, a lot is a lot, isn't it? And it was so cool because I just felt so calm. I felt that sense of grace. I felt that sense of authenticity, of warmth, of, you know, genuine care. And it was so good. And I'm so pleased that I got out of my own way and allowed myself to take that step, because if you've been listening to me for a while now, you know, I had coaches in the past. I had some mixed experiences. You know, I had a couple of not so great coaches, and then I had a really good coach, but it's been a little while since I've done this type of coaching. And yeah, I'm so thankful that I booked that call. And yeah, enrolling was kind of a no-brainer. It was just so easy, and we already booked our appointments and stuff like that and set everything up, and it all just happened on the call. And it was so, I'm so excited. And you know what? Like, I know I've had zero time to reflect because it's all only just happened, so you're hearing like the emotional side of me at the moment, but it's like a weight has been lifted off my shoulders. It's like all of a sudden the onus and the pressure isn't just on me anymore to be working on my business. And I think that that's so powerful, and I really, 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 really hope that that's how my coaching clients feel too. Like, after they sign up with me, I hope they also have that sense of relief or even release that, you know, they can exhale, they can take their foot off the accelerator a little bit because they're not in it alone anymore. They've got somebody who's here now helping them take the lead, because that's how I feel. And it's just, oh, it's just so nice to put somebody else in charge for a little while. But also, I don't know what I don't know, right? And so that's why I've chosen somebody that's a little bit different, because I want to expand. And so all the time I'm doing courses and certificates and things like that. And I use all of that knowledge in my groups and with my coaching clients. And so my intention here as well is to have, you know, level up myself, because when I level up, all my coaching clients level up. Just naturally, because all those improvements, all that extra knowledge and all that extra learning naturally flows into my sessions with them. So I know when I invest in myself, my clients get the benefit of that. And, you know, it's not the only reason I do it, but it's certainly a big part of the reason that I do it. I'm very client-centric. But anyway, I just want to go and do a happy dance. I'm so excited about it. Okay, today's topic came through from Emily. And Emily has asked me, you know, for some advice on how she can transition from her 9-to-5 job into a private practice. She says that she's currently working about 2 or 3 days a week in her practice at the moment. And she's currently working the other 2 or 3 days a week in like paid employment. So this is such a good question, guys. You know, there isn't actually, you know, a set formula, or there's no roadmap, there's no blueprint or anything like that, because I believe as women who embody our purpose and we endeavor to embody our soul, you know, which obviously we do, but in terms of the way that we work and we show up in the business, everybody's journey is going to be a little bit different. And I'm not a big fan of this is the formula to follow, because I feel like that sets women up for failure. That formulas work for some women, but they're not going to work for all women. We also know that there are different levels of that masculine energy and feminine energy, and that masculine energy really responds so well to structure and planning and organizing and doing and all of that sort of stuff. But that feminine energy is where we need to be to receive, you know. So when we use somebody else's, you know, 5-step process to starting your private practice, and we're more feminine driven than we are masculine driven when it comes to our energy, it's not going to work for us. And then what can happen is we shift then perhaps from being in that beautiful, sacred, divine, feminine energy flow into that shadow feminine energy where we're feeling a little bit wounded. We start to do things like doubt ourselves. Why aren't I good enough? I can see this 5-step process works for everyone else. It must mean I'm crappy at following 5-step processes. This isn't going to work for me, etc., etc. But guys, the only reason it's working for you know, some people is because some people respond really well to having the steps. But not everybody does. So don't follow formulas, because unless you're confident in being able to assess a formula and say, right, this formula looks to me to be very masculine, but I know in my business I'm both masculine and feminine, it's going to be very difficult for you. You either need to find a formula. If you're more dominant in your feminine energy, you need to find a formula or a process that's going to really zig to that zag. And what that is going to look like is totally different to a 5-step masculine energy process. For example, A feminine energy process would probably look like sit down in your sacred space, pull out your journal, free write about what's important to you in a practice, the clients that you really want to work with, your vision beyond the vision, really tap into your senses and imagine what it's going to feel like to be able to be there and use your mind's eye to visualize the furnishings. Use your energy body to tune into the vibe that you want the place. See, that's a very different process to step one, do your advertising. Step two, set up your admin. Step three, create a website. Do you know what I mean? So again, don't follow formulas because most formulas, I believe, are geared toward masculine. And if you're not able to adjust them and adapt them to integrate the feminine, it's going to end badly unless you're somebody who's like 90% in her masculine energy, in which case you'll be one of the ones that raves about the formula and says how wonderful it was just because it fit with you, okay? So that's the first thing. No formula, no roadmap, no blueprint because it's different for everybody based on your energy, okay? In saying that, I believe an integrated approach to moving from your day job into full-time private practice, whatever full-time means for you, would really require you to have a look at your mindset first. And that's something that can be both masculine and feminine, but really have a look at your mindset. And when I say that, I want you to think about what is it that's coming up for you when you're thinking about leaving that day job. And maybe you leave that day job beautifully with gratitude, with appreciation for everything it gave you. But really tune into your body and see what comes up for you when you start thinking about leaving that day job. Because here's what can come up for some other women. They might feel like they've got to keep that day job going just in case they have a few cancellations and they don't generate income for that week. Or they might say, well, you know, I've got the security and that security pays the bills and that security gives me peace of mind. So think about what's coming up for you in your body and in your mind and notice the emotion that you're feeling as well when you think about why you're staying in that day job and what it would mean for you to leave, okay? And then you can also take that deeper and you can say, okay, if I am staying in this day job now because of security, what is that really telling me? Well, what I hear is that perhaps there's fear mindset there, or perhaps a scarcity mindset. With that awareness, you can then say, okay, well, this has given me some clarity. Like, I really don't like being in this uncomfortable space of scarcity and fear. Therefore, I know that I would rather feel secure and abundant and like there's no scarcity. There's the opposite. There's an abundance of money. There's an abundance of referrals. There's an abundance of bookings, all of that sort of stuff. Okay. So then think to yourself, how do I close that gap between where I am now and where I want to be? And you know what? Mindset work can be completed on many different levels. You can complete that mindset work in your body. You can complete it in your energy. You can be in your masculine. You can be in your feminine. You can integrate the masculine, the feminine energy. It's going to be different for everyone based on your story and your beliefs. So I think the first step is really having a look and seeing where your mindset is right now. If it needs to be shifted over into wealth consciousness, look at how you can do that. Look at what resources you have at your fingertips that can support you in shifting over to that abundance mindset of wealth consciousness. And if you're in the private practice with soul membership, you have access to a whole lot of resources in the private practice with soul hub that support you in developing and creating this wealth mindset and this abundant mindset as well. So mindset, of course, has to come first. And the other reason I believe this is because I believe that you get back what you put out. I really do. I mean, think about times where you felt nervous or scared about something and then it's actually happened. Or think about times where you were trying to manifest and that absolutely happened, right? Your vibe attracts things to you. So if you're stuck in a scarcity mindset of there's not enough work or there's not enough money or there's not enough, you're going to get back this experience of there's not enough. And I know it sounds a little bit woo to be talking about the vibe, but I know you guys understand what I mean as well. But apart from that, if you need the science behind it, maybe you think about a self-fulfilling prophecy. If you believe it's going to be hard, if you believe you're not going to get the referrals, if you believe the money is going to be tight, that will become your experience. Yeah, we know that from psychology. We know it from sociology. And then we've also got that other awareness as well. What was I just going to say? I've forgotten my train of thought. Doesn't matter. I'll come back to it. So, by having those awareness that you're able to close gaps and transition into where you really, really, really want to be. So I think that has to happen first. And then, of course, you do need to be able to embody that masculine energy that's going to allow you to provide yourself with the structure that your business needs in order for it to feel safe for you to work within it. Okay, so I've used this analogy with you before, but you know, your masculine energy is really responsible for, you know, building the house. It's going to put up the walls and the floor and the foundations and the roof and make the rooms and all of those sorts of things, right? And then it becomes safe for the feminine energy to come into the house and do her stuff, which is decorate it, make it feel nice, bring people in, fill it with love, fill it with music and laughter and relationships and all those sorts of things. That feminine energy is responsible for receiving, you know, guests will knock on the door, she opens the door and receives them into the house, into that energy. So if she doesn't have a house, then she's not going to get anything, all right? You can be as creative as you want. You can light all the candles and light all the incense and ground yourself as much as you want. But if you don't have that structure there that makes you feel safe and supported, you're not going to have a private practice that provides you with the level of security that your soul's craving and that your soul needs. So this is why the masculine energy and the feminine energy really need to harmonize in their work together so that you can call in the clients, call in that financial abundance, knowing that you've got the security there. So what do I mean by masculine energy and structures and things for your private practice? Well, very simply, you want to make sure that, you know, when you think about foundations for your business, what are some of the key cornerstones of a good private practice? Well, you need to have your systems in place, don't you? And so systems might look like, are you going to use Clinico, Power Diary, Haluxy, Acuity, Calendly? What are you going to use? For things like booking, what are you going to use for taking client notes? How will you manage your admin? Is this something you want to do yourself? Do you want to outsource it to virtual admin? It's thinking about how you're going to build relationships with potential referrers. It's, you know, thinking about how you want to market the business and advertise the business. It's thinking about what forms and documentation do you need? What policies do you need? It's thinking about how you're going to pay yourself. And ladies, please, if you're in solo private practice, don't just get the money and spend it and then hustle to find money when the quarterly tax is due, right? Don't do it. It's a bad idea. What's a better idea? And I'm not an accountant. Go and talk to your accountants about this. But what's a better idea is to choose an amount of money to pay yourself each week. For argument's sake, let's say it's $1,000. You're going to pay yourself $1,000 each week. And you're going to transfer, you know, maybe $250 a fortnight or $300 a fortnight into a superannuation account for yourself. You have to do this. It's a non-negotiable. You can't get to a retiring age and not have any money there for you to look after yourself, okay? Be responsible with your money and go and speak to your accountant today. Like, give them a call or send them an email today and say, how do I set this up? If you already have a superannuation account from previous employment or something like that, maybe you can just start paying yourself into that, but set it up as a direct debit from your business bank account. Yeah, guys, if you don't have a business bank account, create a bank account that's only for business transactions. Keep it separate from your personal money. I'm just telling you from my experience, right? Nobody ever taught me this. But what I know now is don't mix your practice money with your personal money. Have a separate bank account for that. Pay yourself a consistent wage or salary, whatever you want to call it, every single week. Don't deviate from that. And you set that up as a direct debit from your bank account into your personal. And every fortnight, put some amount of money, whether it's $200 or $300, into a superannuation account. It can be an existing one, or you can start a new one if you want. I don't know. But talk to your financial people and get that set up now, because yeah, I don't want you to be like so many women that I get to work with, but they're afraid of retiring because they didn't put away any superannuation. Be responsible with the money. Anyway, I totally digress. Yeah, so there's some of the masculine structures that you want to have in place. So then what does the feminine energy look like when it comes to leaving that day job and moving into full-time private practice? Well, that's going to be, how do you create that nourishing, nurturing environment? How do you create a vibe that conveys to clients from your website or from your counseling space or from any marketing or any posts that you're putting out? How are you conveying a vibe of the practice to people who are coming in contact with what you're sharing? Okay. If I went and had a look at your latest blog post, how would I feel? Would I feel like just meh, you know, it was fine, it was a blog post? Or would I feel inspired? Would I feel comforted? Would I feel more awake? Would I feel like I'd learned something? Would I feel empowered? Would I feel fired up? Like, how do you want me to feel when I read your stuff? Because if you're not being intentional with what you're writing and what you're creating, we've got a problem, because you're going to end up being one of those women that's posting a lot and saying, you know, posting doesn't work for me. It's not working for you because you're not being intentional with it. Okay. So the feminine's also going to look at sensory things like, you know, what are my brand colors saying? When somebody comes into my practice, what are they smelling? What are they sensing? Are there different textures in the place? All that sort of stuff. She's thinking about that feminine energy, is thinking about, how can I provide a nourishing, nurturing, value-free, judgment-free, safe space for my clients? How can I embody that for them? Like, if I couldn't speak, like if words didn't exist, how else could I show them through my surroundings that they're safe, that they're not being judged, that they're here for nurturing and care, and they've got my complete attention for the next hour? So this is how you need to understand both energies integrating before you take that next step. And of course, having some kind of vision around not only what you want for your practice, but keeping it very client-centric, very client-focused, helps reduce the anxiety that you're having around taking that leap of faith away from your day job and over into the private practice, okay? Because you're making it about them. You're not making it about you. You're not getting stuck in your own head. Instead of having fear and thinking, will I fill my diary? Where am I going to get work? You're making it about them. And when you make it about them, the bookings naturally come, okay? The clients naturally come. But at the same time, clients need to be able to know that you're there. So that means you need to be seen. And I know, and you know, that you need to feel safe in order to be seen. So start thinking, before you take that plunge, what would you need to do in order to feel safe to be seen? If you're not seen, you're not getting paid. It's that simple. What gets seen gets paid. So if there's some mindset work, if there's some healing that needs to be done around, judgment, fear of being judged or fear of being trolled or fear of being not everyone's cup of tea or whatever it is, if there's something there that's stopping you from feeling safe to be seen, I would process that before moving into full-time private practice, okay? So as I said, it's not linear. It's going to be very, very different for everybody. And it's only by knowing your true self and being honest and real with yourself in terms of your concerns, your mindset, any challenges or obstacles that you're going to be able to really and truly set yourself up for success with this practice. A simple way to get started would be to either think about it or write about if you were in your dream private practice, what would be going on? And just start there. And if you want to take it a little bit further, you could say, the reason I haven't taken that last step is because, and just allow yourself to free write. And free write until the pen stops and then push yourself to keep going and see what comes through, because that's where the gold will be. There's a belief that, when we free write and we do stream of consciousness writing, everything that comes out initially is what's in our conscious awareness. And when we kind of empty that, for lack of a better way of saying it, when we empty that, we feel like there's nothing left. But actually, that's when we hit what's called the critical factor. And the critical factor can be thought of as that dividing line between your conscious and your subconscious. If you persist and you sit with it and you say, no, I want to find three more reasons why I haven't taken that next step, and, really ask yourself to bring up those three reasons, you'll be able to access information from your subconscious mind that's not been available to you before. And that's where the gold is, because once you bring those into your awareness, guess what? You can process them, you can work on them, you can release them, and then you're going to feel more safe to take that step into full-time private practice. Okay? Make sense? And of course, guys, you are absolutely not alone. I know so many of you are doing it alone. You're in solo private practice, whether you're renting a room in another clinic or you're doing it from home or wherever you are. I know many of you are essentially a one-man show and you're trying to do all of the stuff, and just keeping your head above water is hard enough. I get it. I do. I get it, because I've been there. But if you're feeling the pinch of that isolation, there's help available. I've got free groups. I've got groups for women in private practice that are doing this soul aligned work. But if you're wanting something that's a bit more individualized just for you and a bit more tailored just for you, then I invite you to book a call with me and let's have a chat about, where you're at and what's going on, because sometimes you can get so much clarity from just being able to be vulnerable and share with someone who's further ahead on the journey than you might be, so that you can get some insight and you can maybe have a light bulb moment and an aha moment. I'll put all my details in the show notes for you again. And if there's ever anything I can do, don't hesitate to reach out and let me know. Thank you so much for listening, guys. I'm going to go off and celebrate hiring my new coach. It's too early for bubbles and everything now, but I might go for a walk and burn off some of my giddy energy. I hope you all have a beautiful day, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Private Practice with Soul podcast today. If you're looking for clarity, if you need help with branding your processes and bringing everything into alignment with your soul's purpose for your private practice, head to the show notes and click the link for more information about the Private Practice Monthly Mentorship Group. You are going to love it. I can't wait to see you in there. Thanks so much for listening. Bye.